That's awesome. So I admit the fact that the cost of paper and postage, that's obviously a blatant thing.
You'd be shocked. Yeah.
It's not something the average person would think about when they go to ask for cyber insurance. You're going to have, if you've got 100 million customers, you're potentially going to have to send 100 million letters if something bad happens. That alone is probably, what is a postage stamp now? Even metered mail is still going to cost you around 30 cents per notification. Yeah. Anyway.
And that's just domestic, yeah, right? You know, what if you got people in Europe or Asia or wherever?
No, I love it. Those are the fun things that you lawyer people get to figure out. So I'm happy for that. No, that's cool, Eddie. That's legit. That's why I love this, because it's the weird things that obviously we don't work in that world, so we don't get to think about the weird stuff like that. But you're right. It's not just the cost of mitigation or bringing in experts, which I'm going to ask you all about in a minute, how that works from an insurance perspective. But it's the totality of costs beyond just, I've got to fix a server and hire new employees. No, I've got to communicate this to hundreds of thousands, a million people or more, and then pay for that before you even get to litigation and legal issues. So that's some of the fun stuff. Carl, I have a quick question for you, sir. And then Andy, I'd love for you to weigh in on this, obviously, as well.